Did you know that expanding the maxilla too early or too late can completely change your treatment results? Hello, everyone. Today we're looking at how orthodontists can determine the perfect timing for rapid maxillary expansion. This episode explores a new classification method for evaluating mid-palatal suture maturation, helping clinicians make more precise patient-specific decisions. When I talk to colleagues about rapid maxillary expansion, one question always comes up: when is it still feasible to expand non-surgically? We've all seen that age alone is a poor predictor. Some 17-year-olds expand beautifully, while others show almost no skeletal response at all. A few years ago, Fernanda Arhelieri and her team offered a decisive step forward. In their 2013 paper in the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, they proposed a CBCT-based classification for evaluating the mid-palatal suture before expansion. Their logic was simple but brilliant. If we can visualize the suture in three dimensions, we can actually see whether it's open, partially ossified, or completely fused, and plan accordingly. The study included 140 subjects between about 6 and 58 years of age, so a very broad spectrum. All cone beam scans were standardized, and the authors defined five maturation stages, labeled A through E. In stage A, the suture appears as a straight high-density line, almost pristine with no interdigitation. In stage B, it starts to scallop, showing those first small interlocking shapes. Stage C marks the transition to scalloped parallel lines with low-density areas between them, small bony islands forming along the gap. Then comes stage D, where fusion has occurred in the palatine bone posteriorly, while the anterior part of the suture remains visible. And finally, stage E, complete fusion through the maxilla, no visible suture at all. The reproducibility of this method was excellent, with kappa values around 0.8 to 0.9, meaning that trained examiners could consistently classify the stages. Now, what did they find? Stages A and B were seen almost exclusively in children under 13. Stage C dominated from about 11 to 17 years. Fusion, the D and E stages, began in girls after 11 and in boys only after 14. Among adults, over half were fully fused, but interestingly, a small proportion still showed open sutures even beyond their 20s and 30s. So age alone, completely unreliable. Some 13-year-olds had fused sutures, while others in their 30s were still open. From a clinical standpoint, the message is clear. Stages A and B, go ahead with conventional rapid expansion. You'll get mostly skeletal change. Stage C, you're at the borderline, the window is closing. Stages D and E, fusion has advanced posteriorly or completely, meaning that conventional RME will likely fail and cause tipping, pain, or periodontal damage. In those cases, surgically assisted expansion or skeletal anchorage systems become the more rational choice. I find the elegance of this classification in its practicality. With a simple CBCT, we can now make a truly individualized decision, avoiding both unnecessary surgery and the frustration of a failed expansion attempt. Of course, this was a cross-sectional study. It didn't test treatment outcomes directly, but it provided a reproducible anatomical framework that we've been missing for decades. Since then, this method has become foundational for individualized diagnosis in transverse maxillary deficiency. It reminds us that orthodontic decisions should follow biology, not birth dates. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.